With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to the multifaceted Trump-Gaza peace plan, the ball is now in Hamas's court. And President Trump, speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, says he hopes that Hamas will accept the ambitious blueprint for ending the war.
If Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
Israel would be free to liquidate what's left of the terrorist group. Eight Arab states have endorsed the Trump plan, calling for a demilitarized Gaza with no place for Hamas. The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
The Palestinian government in the occupied West Bank said it welcomed President Trump's plan to end the war and pledged to implement the reforms it calls for. And while Israeli hostage families and opposition parties are also on board, Israel's prime minister risks the collapse of his governing coalition if far-right ministers conclude he's made too many concessions for a peace deal.
The clock is ticking toward a midnight deadline for a government shutdown. As of now, no agreement to keep the lights on once the deadline has passed. President Trump plans to attend today's meeting of top U.S. military brass from around the world, being convened by Secretary of War Hegseth, that meeting to take place at Marine Corps Base Quantico in Virginia. Turning Point USA's college tour returns to Utah today for its first event in the state since its founder Charlie Kirk was assassinated on a college campus earlier this month. Wall Street this morning ahead of the opening bell. Dow futures down 94 points. The Nasdaq futures 36 points lower. This is SRN News. New congressional legislation addresses religious persecution in Nigeria.
The legislation is authored by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. It would require the U.S. to designate Nigeria as a country of particular concern due to significant violations of religious freedom in the country. Baptist Press reports the CPC designation would impose numerous U.S. sanctions. The U.S. State Department had put Nigeria on the list in 2020, but then removed it only 1 year later. A recent report says 30 Christians are killed each day for their faith in Nigeria, the deadliest country worldwide for Christians. George Williams, SRN News.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will stop scheduling patients for abortions starting this week, as it works to find a way to provide the service in the face of Medicaid funding cuts in President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Abortion funding across the U.S. has been curtailed due to pro-life advocates and their representatives. This is SRN News. Another cold case solved by police investigators relying on cutting-edge technology.
Austin police outlining how a new DNA and ballistics evidence trail led them to declare a dead man as the likely perpetrator in the killing of four teenage girls in a yogurt shop in 1991. Two other men had previously been convicted in the killings, one of whom was briefly sent to death row. Police now say all evidence leads to Robert Eugene Brashers, who killed himself in a 1999 standoff with police. He has also been linked to several killings and rapes in other states. Jason Walker reporting.
A firm managed by presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner is among a group of investors purchasing video game maker Electronic Arts for a whopping $55 billion. More details at srnnews.com.